This is a coast redwood, and it's unique because it grows so big and so long. I mean, their lifespan is something like 2,000 years.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, there are groves in California, you know, that are world-renowned, and that's mostly what they're noted for.
Good choice, then. Huh?
Yeah. Well, the city wanted it, and I just happened to have this tree, and so they made a choice to plant it today. So it'll be here for a long time, let's hope, you know, 1,000 years.
Now for this really marvelous occasion, kind of the first event of our actual incorporation 100th birthday, and of course we're here today to plant the official centennial tree. Last year, you may know that the council provided funds to really plant 100 trees throughout Kirkland. And in each of the city's 12 neighborhoods, they're going to plant from 6 to 8 trees. And that's going to be really fun. And the neighborhoods, people are going to select the locations, and city staff are going to assist them with the actual planting and all the hard work. And maps have been provided to kind of choose some locations. They're mainly going to be along city right-of-ways and sometimes in city parks. And once the locations are identified, the city will order the trees and have them professionally installed sometime this fall, we hope. And each will have an identifying plaque. Let's see if I can find which pocket I put it in. I should be able to tell. It weighs a ton. It says Centennial Tree. It's really a wonderful plaque, and I imagine the archery will have one too. And the official centennial tree in Peter Kirk Park is the kickoff to this program. And this is all part of an effort to increase our tree canopy throughout the city because of its environmental attributes as well as the aesthetic characters. You can look down over here to our downtown and see what a wonderful thing it is to have trees in your city. Now, this particular tree is a Sequoia sempervirens. You like that? Or more commonly called the coastal redwood. And this has been donated by Rudy Weinhandel over here. And thank you, Rudy. I'm happy to have this very difficult to find tree in his garden. So he has donated that to us. And the thing you need to know about this tree is, as you know, it's native to the coastal areas. And it's one of the most famous of the native trees. It's the tallest of the world's trees. It can get up to 310 feet. Now, I don't think this tree is going to get quite that tall. However, as we will discover when it gets a bit older, it has a beautiful needle and bark texture, and its unusual presence in the landscape and being almost entirely pest-free, that's good, will make it a perfect stately tree to mark Kirkland Centennial Day. And I got just a little bit more here, if I could turn the page. I would like to thank the city staff, Mike Mateer, where's Mike? Over here. Wendy Kramer, is Wendy here? Not here. Elizabeth Walker, our wonderful arborist, and Kari Page and Paul Stewart for making this project possible. Your usual excellent work. I also want to recognize here, of course, we have our Deputy Mayor Joan Bride and our State Representative Larry Springer. Thank you guys for showing up. In closing, I think this quote that actually Paul bonked down for me, by Nelson Henderson is really appropriate. It says, the true meaning of life is to plant trees under whose shade you do not expect to sit. So with that, let's plant the tree. So we need all the help we can get here. First thing is to get the burlap from around the tree.
Soil on here. Yeah. It shouldn't be planted deeper than it was originally growing, you know, because the soil would rot the bark and the tree would die. That's what I didn't want it to plant it too deep. But it's okay to plant it, put soil over that burlap now. It'll just decompose very quickly.
Over to Larry and Joan. This is the stuff I get.
Oh, yeah. snow shovel.
Yeah, I noticed that.
American, let's do American Gothic.
There you go.
So do you have to feed it or?
Oh yeah, this is a very good soil. Oh, I don't know. Quite a while. yeah, I'm fond of trees. And, I'm fond of a lot of trees.
There may be some supplemental. There would be a lot of debate about what to do with the extra 1 billion.
Well, it looks a little dry right now, but it's growing quite a bit. You can see this past year it grew from about here.
Oh, wow.
See, all this grew this last summer. Uh-huh. And from about probably from here up.
Wow.
That grew from this last summer.
So how old do you think this tree is?
Oh, it's probably about... Seven or 8 years old.
Was it really? 7 or 8 years?
Well, it may not be quite that old. It's close to that. 6 anyway. 5 or 6.
Way to shovel, Paul!
Woohoo! Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, but we have the tree available.
So how old is your other tree? You have an apartment.
And has it always been, it's always been an apartment, right?
Yeah,
I don't think we can put the risk there. I'm going to put a ring of vulture on it so it won't be any more solid.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I always tend to plant too deep, and that's not a good idea. You see, because their vulture should be right about there. So the mulch won't be a problem. That's not going to hurt. Well, I guess you understand what I'm trying to do.
Now, did you start these from seed? Or?
No, I bought them from a nursery in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
They were just about 18 inches tall in liner pots.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll stake this and we'll add the mulch on top, and I think it'll be ready to go.
I think that'll be fine. I'm sure it'll grow.
Yeah, very good.
It's in a good location. I mean, it has lots of room for expansion.
Right.
There is some protection from the wind. I mean, those buildings over there break it up a little bit, and those the wind would keep it down, the height down.
Right.
You know, there's one out on the lake. You know where that is?
No, right on Lake Washington Boulevard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right straight through. They're not very far.
Right.
Anyway, it looks quite stunted.
Right.
You know, it is very tall, and the reason is, I think, is because the wind off the lake has kept it from growing tall.
Right.
It has a large girth.
So. Yeah. That has a very impressive trunk as well, with a very nice taper.
Yeah. So anyway, I think this will probably grow taller than that one out on the water.
Well, let's hope so. I think especially being that the Parks Department will be, you know, keeping an eye on maintaining it, any sort of organic fertilizer needs.
Well,
they'll
I'm
be
sure.
Right there.
So when the bicentennial comes around, we can all gather under that.
We'll hope. Well, thank you very much, sir.
It's my pleasure.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Washington, D.C. Tonight, news breaks down to the intense action as Eric Johnson from Kirkland led his team to victory.
Another fish.
Extremely tight race. Representing the West United States, our hometown heroes competed for the top teams from throughout our country. And ESPN and the wide world of sports covered the series. And the excitement exploded globally when our boys played the Seahawks. The city of Kirkland and King County Council passed a resolution recognizing the team's great accomplishment. It was written out by Governor John Spellman. Banners and other awards commemorated the international honor. In
Like, tell me in a nutshell what this whole exhibition here in this room is about.
This exhibition was put together for the centennial, categorizing Kirkland history from the early days of settlement through the present time, and segregating it by decades. And highlighting all the different businesses that were important to the community and people that influenced the community. It's well worth reviewing when given the opportunity.
And how much time went into putting this together?
Fortunately for myself, I wasn't involved in it, but I understand there were many hours by several people, David Cantrell being one of the primary ones, and Bob Burke, among others, putting the whole set of boards together with the different photos and history excerpts, and I'm sure Alan Stein was contributing to a lot of the historical facts that were included. But it was, I don't have the exact hours, but I would bet it was over 120 hours combined.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Performance opened its doors in June 1998. Of course, in 1933, everyone's favorite, the Kalakala. The Kalakala was built in 1927.
Right now I have large,
a minute.
My. Then I'm going to try and
archive.
The
what?
I'll have to keep it over here.
Did you wear my glasses?
Yeah.
I got
okay,
some
so
jewels.
So
I got some
we don't.
I'm
going
to go in there. I got lucky. I can see my car. I parked it on the street.
Well, so we look happy. We're
just
happy.
Absolutely. How happy do we want to be?
So what are we looking forward to here this evening?
The whole event. The celebration of the birthday.
Right.
Kirkland is fabulous.
I remember ours when the kids were little.
Downtown where I was a mom.
It's gonna happen. Tonight's night.
Nice hat.
This is it.
Thanks.
It's a good look.
You got a cool shirt on too.
Oh, yes, I roll call tonight. Yes,
will do. Overtime.
Hi.
Britta, what the?
See you, Mr. Connor, once again. What are you doing with that consonant contraption that you have? Looks like some sort of a television device. Am I on TV? Hello? Hello? I say, watch KGov television. It's what it's all about.
Chuck, how you been?
I think we're still in there.
people that live in Korea.
Started here real shortly, folks, just as soon as everyone is here.
I don't know about you guys, but ever since the centennial year started, isn't it something like we're always waiting for Peter Kirk?
You know, now that you mention it, Mary Alice, you're right. I think he's had a bit of a struggle with the pace of things here in Kirkland after 100 years. Is there somebody that you can call?
Good idea, Larry. I forgot the city staff gave him a mobile phone when he showed up. to help him keep track of his goings on this year. I'll try to get him on my BlackBerry.
Good idea.
Telephone thingamabobber that City Hall gave me. Blast that noise. Hello? Hello?
Peter, oh, there you are. We've been waiting for you. This is Mary Alice Burley, down here on the stage. See?
Mayor Burley? Mayor...
Well, we're waiting for you. Come on down.
Why are you filming me? I can see you right from here. I mean, it's headless. I mean, I thought you people would know about this technology thing. I mean, honestly, this is ridiculous. Oh, gee. Yes. What is this? Clowns? Serious? What is this? Ridiculous. You know, this is Kirkland's 100th birthday party. I mean, can't you people take... after this, I have to go back into history. Can't you people take anything seriously here?
Peter, just calm down. Calm down, Peter.
My watch is all askew.
Let me explain, if I can. We are so glad to have you with us tonight. You are our most famous founding father.
Well, yes.
And it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight. And now that you are here... and we're cleaning you up appropriately.
Thank you.
It's time that we began a real birthday party. We may not seem that serious to you, Peter, but believe me, we are thrilled to have reached this incredible... I'm sorry.
This is
incredible milestone.
This is very strange.
And we have been rather enjoying a marvelous year, right along with you, I understand.
Those are facts, not spits.
We'd like to, Well, you're going to have to put up with it because the night is just beginning.
Oh, lovely.
We'd like you to take the seat of honor, if you would.
Oh, where am I going?
While we fill the birthday table. The clowns will escort you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Mary Alice, everybody here?
Well, Larry, if everyone isn't here, there's still a great number of Kirklanders in the theater with us, and many more outside. So let's get started. Clowns, are you ready?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as lucky as we all are to call Kirkland our home every year, this has been a year like no other. My notes now say that I get to talk to you for about a minute and a half, but I thought about that and I thought there isn't anything I can say that isn't going to be said tonight. So we'll dispense with that because Kirkland turns 100 only once. And we've been celebrating all year long. We started with a kickoff and the Founders Week in February. And at midpoint, we had something called the 4th of July. You remember that. And we'll close the celebration of the 100th year with tonight's birthday party. So right now, let's fill this birthday table and begin our party.
You are right, Larry. It has been a really active and exciting year. Let's not forget the wonderful series of historic moments that appeared on the Kirkland TV cable. What a great way for us to honor the past. But an event as significant as the city's centennial requires the financial support of many organizations, businesses, and individuals. Tonight we would like to honor those who stepped up to support Kirkland's centennial.
We began our celebration with the creation and the distribution of that beautiful centennial calendar. And there is no telling how many homes throughout Kirkland, as well as the region, have been adorned with these beautiful pictures. My guess is these are probably hanging on the walls of homes all over the country as gifts from Kirklanders to their relatives. The artist who put it together, Catherine Wright, is not with us tonight, unable to be here. She is on a very difficult journey. She's painting in Italy. So we wish her the best, and when she comes back, we're going to ask her to paint again.
The initial and the primary sponsor of the calendar was Evergreen Healthcare, which underwrote a significant portion of the calendar and the months of, they had to make it difficult for us to read this, the months of February, April, June, August, October, and December. Don't ask me why they skipped months. At any rate, many, many thanks to Evergreen for continuing to sponsor and support our community as they have been for over 30 years. Evergreen CEO Steve Brown, will you please be the first to join Peter at the birthday table? Steve, come on down.
January and the beautiful rendition of Heritage Hall. We would like to invite Cy Astuy from Columbia to join us on stage. Cy, come on down.
That is part of the deal. Once you get to the table, you gotta put the hat on.
I brought mine. I have
to. If Mary Alice and I are standing out here with our hats on, you are putting your hats on.
Absolutely.
All right, Carillon Properties sponsored the calendar for the month of November, featuring the lovely picture of the Carillon Point Complex from the water view. Brooke Barker, by the way, it's her birthday today. She is exactly 75 years younger than the city of Kirkland. So from Carillon Properties, come on down.
Castile Times, a huge partner and supporter of all the East Side, sponsored the month of September. Unfortunately, they were not able to be with us tonight. So Larry?
March is the annual kickoff of baseball season in Kirkland with the Little League Parade. Who more appropriate to sponsor that month than a veritable Kirkland institution, Lee Johnson Chevrolet Mazda. In partnership with Kirkland Little League, Brett Johnson from Lee Johnson and Brian Baldwin from Little League. Please come on down.
The Women's Club picture for the month of May was partially sponsored by the Kirkland Heritage Society. The Kirkland Heritage Society has done so much in support of this event this year. They are responsible for providing the collection of pictures that we have used over and over this year, and which you saw tonight when you came in. They created a historical retrospective which was on display in February and at various venues throughout the year and again today. They are at the Senior Center right now hosting the closing of the Celebrate the Past portion of this event. Dave Cantrell, historical archivist, is here as the representative from the Heritage Society. Dave, come on down.
Well, there is a picture in the calendar of fireworks in Kirkland for the 4th of July. It is the picture for the month of July. Well, actually, it's interesting. My wife thinks she owns that month, and she's here someplace, but we're not actually sure where. Particularly where fireworks are concerned, and you're going to see more of those tonight. But truth be told, it was Rick Sein, our own real estate agent, and the gentleman of Amphicar fame, who sponsored the beautiful July picture. Rick, come on down. there are a number of beautiful banners that you've probably seen hanging throughout town, decorating the city in honor of the centennial. Sponsorship of those banners went a long way toward funding this year-long celebration. Three organizations sponsored multiple banners, and they are...
Sandy Gregory is joining us from the Seattle Seahawks. Sandy, come on down.
Also sponsoring multiple banners, FileNet, an organization that recently stepped up as a community player. Please welcome the president of FileNet, Dave Gaspar. Dave, come on down. Madison House and Kirkland Park Place, Kirkland Park Place Cinema, that is, stepped up and purchased two banners each from Madison House, Diane Umayam, please join us, and from Kirkland Park Place Cinema, Chris Shelley. Please come on down.
Individual banners, starting with The Great Choice, Kirkland's wine merchant. Oh, that's you, Larry. Good job. If you don't get to that,
forget it. Okay. More trinkets. We're going to list several... Yes, Dottie. I wonder who that was.
Not a clue.
I know that was Al Watt laughing right there. I can tell that for sure. All right, let's run through individual banner sponsors.
Come on down.
Bank of Washington, Sherry Marshall.
Banner Bank, Judy Norton.
First Mutual Bank, Jennifer Shepherd. Oh, unable to attend, it says here.
Oh, okay.
Bank. Sorry.
Board of Kirkland, Mark Harper.
Frontier Bank, Charlene Peck. Come on down.
Kirkland Fire Department, Chief Blake.
Are we still meeting code, Chief? Everything okay tonight? Okay, good. Pacific Medical Center's Dr. Kai Hansen.
And finally, Schinstrom and Norman. Dick Schinstrom, come on down.
You know, there were so many more donations and sponsorships made throughout the year in support of the centennial in in-kind contributions, just too numerous to mention. We encourage you to look at your program to see who they are. We would remind you, by the way, to stay for birthday cake. The big decorated cake is from Catherine Curley, owner of Quizam. And Catherine, are you here tonight? I'm sure she probably is somewhere. And hundreds, nay, billions of cupcakes from Lake Washington Technical College. Our thanks to them both.
Mr. G, Bruce Scott Gazelle, director of the jazz band at Juanita High School.
Thank you.
out watching. However, what would a real birthday party be without a magician, huh? Tonight, we have one. Let me introduce our magician of the moment. Joe, come on up.
How you guys doing, ladies and gentlemen, everybody? How's it going? Yeah. Oh, good, oh, good, oh, good. This is a blast. I'm having a lot of fun. When I found out that I was going to get to come here and perform for you guys tonight, I thought I'd better do something special. Everybody here is very important. I got to impress everybody, right? So here's what I thought I'd do. I thought I would buy a magic trick just for this crowd. The only problem is I just got it this morning. Yes. Now I'm a professional. I've been performing magic for about 14 years, so I figure by this point, practice is overrated. Don't need it, right? Well, I popped this open just a little bit ago, about an hour or so ago. I gave the sound guy the CD. It's an instructional CD, and I'm sure I can learn the magic trick as we go. I've been doing this for a while. I'm sure that won't be a problem. So yes, he's got the CD. And Maestro, go ahead and play the instructions, and I'm going to see if I can do the best I can for you guys. All right.
Hello, fellow magicians. Welcome to the world of Acme Magic, your professional mail order magic company, 100% genuine. This lesson is the mystery of the vanishing bandana. For this mystery, you will need two props. One is a square of darkly colored fabric and a yellow bandana. Pick up the bandana. Now, fold the bandana in half. That's right, fold it in half. Now, fold it one more time. Take the folded bandana and hide it in your left hand. Remember to keep your hand in the natural position. This is called palming. Now that you have mastered palming, we're ready to begin. Open up the folded bandana. Show the audience it is a regular bandana by waving it up and down. If an audience member does not believe it is a real bandana, allow him to wipe his face on it. Now, pick up the dark square of fabric and gather the four corners together, making a little makeshift bag. Using your free hand, fold the bandana along the creases you made earlier and drop it into the folds of the fabric makeshift bag. From the outside of the makeshift bag, squeeze the bandana into a small little ball. What the audience didn't see is that you never really put the bandana in the fabric at all. You really kept it hidden in your left hand. Remember palming? Now, make a magical gesture. For the grand finish, fling open the fabric and receive your well-deserved applause.
Thank you!
And remember, a magician never tells the secret.
Magical. Thank you, Joe. That was great. Now, folks, we have a little housekeeping to do before we close. Peter, could you join me up front?
Yes. Hang on. Let me...
like mine. It's on.
By all means, yes. Bring them on.
Hang on.
We have a special treat to end the performance today. But yes. First, let me clue you in on the grand finale outside. As you may know, we have events going on in the senior and the teen centers right now, and we're going to have a fireworks display around 8 p.m. Before you dash off after the fireworks, be sure to go to the cake tent for the birthday cake and a birthday present. We think you'll enjoy the DVD. Now, let's prepare ourselves for the closing birthday act. Larry, as we set up, I think you have a message for us from the governor, right?
I do. We're getting set up here. I think we are.
Yes,
we are.
Yes,
the clowns were just a little slow on the uptake, but not bad. What I do have tonight is a message from the governor of the state of Washington who could not be with us tonight. And it reads as follows. Greetings from the governor, October 12, 2005. I am pleased to extend warm greetings to all attendees of Kirkland's 100th birthday celebration. Please enjoy a wonderful celebration of your town's rich history. Kirkland's story is one of hope and perseverance. The city was founded largely on the unrealized dreams of one man, Peter Kirk, but has come to embody the hopes and aspirations of many Washingtonians. It stands for good jobs, quality education, and a vibrant community environment based on trust and shared values. Peter Kirk would be extremely proud of what this city has become.
Yes, I am.
Washington State's future lies in the hands of towns like Kirkland. Only through local ties between businesses, civic groups, and government can this state continue to attract and create the jobs and workers of tomorrow. Thank you for supporting this wonderful community. Sincerely, Christine Gregoire, Governor, State of Washington.
Of Kirkland and the 4th of July parade, let me introduce Kirkland's own moss goddesses in their widely renowned role as the Marilyns. Along with their Secret Service detail, they haven't had a lot of work since the Kennedy administration, but they are here for you tonight, Peter.
Me? For you.
Yes. First, they have, you know what Secret Service has to do first. They have to do their thing. Whatever that is. Some sort of safety thing. I guess. Are we ready? Okay, let's hear it for
them,
okay?
All right.
Thank you.
It's our happy birthday! Come on, let's make some noise!
At the city, you've seen him in commercials. To our Peter Kirk! Woohoo! Rufus has got his phone here.
Oh, yes, yes.
Archer. And then you, the goddess. Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday, Kirkland!
Thank you.
There you go.
Haley, how'd you like the fireworks?
It was amazing.
It was amazing? All right. How'd you like them?
It was awesome. Right. I think it was better than the 4th of July fireworks down in Lake Union.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a class act the whole night.
All right. Well,
the first cross lake bridge known as the Mercer Island Bridge was built.
just absolutely outstanding. I couldn't think of a better finale for the 100-year celebration than that fireworks. People that put that program together have done an outstanding job. I think we got a couple of cupcakes left over if you'd like to have one. If not today, I'm sure you'll be able to have some tomorrow.
The show?
A homely little 100 birthday party. Yeah. It only turns 100 once.
Exactly.
Well, it's pretty good.